Shintesiv Dalit. Shochach Evan al pi chovis, Oimois alaka. In a case where he did not intentionally put the stone on his jug or money on a pillow, then Mata chovis al tzito ve'evan oifelis. He's allowed to tilt the heter so that the stone or the money fall off. Because it's not a bosis. Bosis is only when you intentionally put it there. Here, you forgot it there. And in the case of the pillow, you tilt the pillow and the money falls off. If a case where you have one of the jugs has a stone on it, and if you're going to tilt it, it's going to break another jug which is next to it. Then you don't have the option of tilting it in such a situation that you can actually you're actually allowed to pick up this jug with a stone on it and move it to a place where there's no other jugs and then take it off over there. This is all when he unintentionally put a muksa on something else, and therefore he is allowed to move it around in the ways we just mentioned. Also, this is the concept of bosses ledaber also. If you intentionally put muksa on something and you intentionally want it to be there the entire ben Shmoshes, the beginning of Shabbos, then the whole thing becomes muksa and you cannot move it at all. You can't even tilt it. It says also lahatas and that. You can't even tilt it. Machab brings another opinion that says Yeshem afila nichum shamadashi Yeshem shom beknisa Shabbos kedei sheyit lo b'Shabbos mutal lahatas and that b'Shabbos. The second opinion is more lenient, that even though you want it to be in the beginning of Shabbos, still does not become a basis, you can shake it off. But also, so this opinion says the only time something becomes a basis is only if you want to be there the entire Shabbos. We are choishish for the first opinion, and therefore, even if somebody puts some muksa on something with the intention that it should be taken off in the course of the Shabbos, one should not move it. But the Malkum Hefsin, there is room to be made. Says the Rambam. In the case where it's a basis in the beginning of Shabbos, that you put the muksa on top of a kli in the beginning of Shabbos and was there ben Shmoshes, even if somebody removed the muksa, the kli remains also. Because anything was also the ben Shmoshes remains also the entire Shabbos. After not the basis, also the mixed Shabbos, also called Shabbos, kulo. In fact, it was a basis for part of the Shabbos, which here is not just part of the Shabbos, we're talking about the beginning of the Shabbos, it's also the entire Shabbos. Every muksa that was muksa the beginning of Shabbos remains muksa in the entire of Shabbos, even though afterwards it became usable. Continues the Ramah. If I put my muksa on your item without your consent, then I cannot make it into buses. Let's say I'm in a hotel and I want to light my candles on a chair. And the hotel is not happy with me doing that, but I don't ask permission. So do we say that chair becomes a buses and becomes muksa, even after the candle is taken off of it? So according to what we're saying now, it won't be. Because I did not have permission to use it, I cannot ask their chair without their consent. This concept of a buses, when he put it intentionally, if I intentionally put it in my pocket, let's say, but I was planning to take it out before Shabbos and I forgot, that's considered shochach. That's not a buses, because I did not intentionally want to be there on Shabbos. Beis Yosef says that even if put it in my pocket on Friday, but I didn't have clear das to leave there on Shabbos, and he forgot to take it out, it's also shochach. So in other words, on Friday somebody had put on the Shabbos clothing and he put some books in his pocket and he forgot it there. So that's also considered shochach because he didn't want to be there on Shabbos, he could shake it out afterwards. Also, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Magen Avraham that bosses means I put the muksa on top of something so the thing on the bottom should support it. But if you have a drawer which has all kinds of things thrown in there, and happens to be there's a muksa on top of something that's not muksa, that's not enough to consider to be a bosses because it wasn't intentionally put that the bottom thing should support it. In a practical case, that a bosses when you have candles on a table, so if you have on the tablecloth also challahs, which are considered something very important for the Shabbos use, that tablecloth now is a bosses both for the challahs and for the candles, and that's a way of preventing it from becoming muksa.